describe, Tallery? Where have you been? A summons was transmitted over the watch wire 4 hours ago. You did not respond.
Not that it is any concern of yours. I went down to the deep stacks. I had to check something.
This is most irregular. I demand you halt this instant and explain yourself.
What I have to say is for the ears of the new curator only.
He has barely set foot in the building. You cannot simply barge into his chambers and demand attention. After your failure, I would expect you to stay out of sight.
What did you say to me?
You failed to complete the tasks the Centrum office assigned to you. You have put us behind schedule. Curator Lon's dockets remain incomplete, and that lies at your door, Tallery. You were told to expedite them.
Something more important came up.
More important than our documentation? Are you deluded?
Ugh, I don't have time for this conversation. Ugh, get out of my way.
You'll be lucky if you aren't sent to count spent bolt shells on some backwater forge world before the day is out.
Curator Long's replacement had set up in his predecessor's office, and all trace of the previous occupant had been erased. The great desk, the couch, the sparse human touches about the place, all were gone. Now the chamber was featureless and gloomy, lit only by the faint light of a hololith table. Tallery approached slowly, her eyes adjusting to the dimness.
Sir? My name is Kitano Tallery. I am a scribe adept to second classificate. May I address you?
At first, the new curator did not respond to her presence. She saw a thin, drawn face emerging from a heavy hood, eyes fixed upon a ghostly, projected screen floating between them.
Curator, I must speak with you on a matter of the greatest urgency. I have discovered criminality at work in this office. Treachery, sir. I have a set of shipping logs here from the 8th and 11th dock sectors. These are just the most recent examples. Curator, it appears that someone is willfully diverting important supplies away from the war effort toward some unknown destination.
The curator seemed to notice her then for the first time, augmetics clicking as he focused on Tallery's words. After so many days of bottling up the evidence she had uncovered, the scribe could barely stop herself from disclosing it all. She had to share it, if only to expunge the sense of toxic paranoia that tainted the information.
I have imparted this to no other, sir. My colleagues here, they are not above suspicion.
The curator said nothing, taking in every word, his thin fingers hovering suspended over the keypad before him.
I could find no terminal ident to trace these alterations to their source. I have no way to locate the person or persons responsible. The only recurrent factor in this phenomena is the reference to a location designated as Othrys.
Othrys?
Yes. There's no listing for that location in any of our records. Does it mean anything to you, sir?
Othrys. Othrys? Processing? No. Nothing. Scribe Tannery. Do not be concerned. Resume your duties.
Wait. Who? What are you?
She came forwards in a rush, disrupting the gossamer hololith as she moved to stand over the figure at the keypad. Tallery reached out and pulled away the hood covering the curator's head. The curator did not shy away from her touch, as a normal human might have. Instead, he sat serenely, continuing to work at his tasks as the hood fell back to reveal his true nature. Once it had been a man. Years or decades before, this curator had been someone with a name, a life, a full identity. But all of that was gone from him now, excised, like the portions of his skull and brain missing beneath the hood. In their place, there were fine mechanisms of brass and silver clockwork, tiny cogs spinning endlessly amongst networks of mnemonic crystals and data capsules. This thing that sat before Tallery lived and breathed as she did, but it was no more self-aware than the dumb terminal cogitator she used to input her dockets. Curator Lon's replacement was nothing but a mind wipe, a servitor puppeted by programs on punch card wafers and remote commands from somewhere. The first trickle of fear rose in Tallery as her gaze found the thick cable snaking down from sockets on the curator's bird-like neck. They disappeared beneath the folds of his robe to emerge again near the floor. Tallery followed them across the room, peering owlishly into the shadows until she came to a hollow in the wall where the cables terminated. The curator servitor was wired permanently into the Administratum data network, a body modification that smacked more of the cult mechanicum than the Departamento Munitorum. And if it, were only a puppet for some distant master elsewhere. Tallery looked into those glassy, dull eyes, seeing no recognition, no understanding. She wondered who it was that was looking back at her from behind them.
Resume your duties.
Yes, of course. You're quite right. I'm sure it's nothing. Just a rounding error or some such. No reason to be alarmed. I will do as you say.
It was all she could do, not to turn and run.